Cambridge English First for Schools, 2. Published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment, 2016. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge English First for Schools listening test. Test 5.
I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear a teacher telling her students about some geography homework.
So this weekend for homework, I'd like you all to write up the work we've been doing on coastal areas. Since our field trip last week, you've been working very well in groups to present different aspects of this topic, the landscape, rock formations, natural life, and so on. Okay? I'd like you to write down what you learned from the presentations. You might feel you want to go and look for extra information online. I'd say, though, that the maps and other sheets of information given to you by the different groups will have all the key information you need to include in your write-up. Any questions? So this weekend for homework, I'd like you all to write up the work we've been doing on coastal areas. Since our field trip last week, you've been working very well in groups to present different aspects of this topic, the landscape, rock formations, natural life, and so on. Okay? I'd like you to write down what you learned from the presentations. You might feel you want to go and look for extra information online. I'd say, though, that the maps and other sheets of information given to you by the different groups will have all the key information you need to include in your write-up. Any questions?
Question 2. You hear 2 friends discussing a song by a group they like.
Did you download that song I told you about yesterday?
You mean Blameless by Eastern Blue? Yes, I did. It's very catchy, isn't it? I was humming it all afternoon.
Yeah, it's great. Don't you think it's up there with their greatest hits?
Well, the music was fantastic as always and as good as anything they've written. The lyrics were a bit of a letdown, though.
Oh, I'm not too bothered about that. It's all about the music and the beat as far as I'm concerned.
Eastern Blue generally writes songs that make you think a bit, so this one was a bit of a surprise for me.
Did you download that song I told you about yesterday?
You mean Blameless by Eastern Blue? Yes, I did. It's very catchy, isn't it? I was humming it all afternoon.
Yeah, it's great. Don't you think it's up there with their greatest hits?
Well, the music was fantastic as always and as good as anything they've written. The lyrics were a bit of a letdown, though.
Oh, I'm not too bothered about that. It's all about the music and the beat as far as I'm concerned.
Eastern Blue generally writes songs that make you think a bit, so this one was a bit of a surprise for me.
Question 3. You hear a boy talking about moving to a new house.
I hear you're moving, Bill.
Yeah, we've been in our old house for years, well, since I was born. The thing is, Dad's going to be travelling into the centre now for his new job, so we're having to move closer to a train station. The new place isn't exactly huge, but we've never had much space anyway, because Dad's always worked from home, so he used one of the rooms for his office. Our old house is freezing in winter. Dad's always complaining it costs a fortune to heat, but we won't have that problem in the new place because it's so much more modern.
Sounds great. Good luck.
Thanks.
I hear you're moving, Bill.
Yeah, we've been in our old house for years, well, since I was born. The thing is, Dad's going to be travelling into the centre now for his new job, so we're having to move closer to a train station. The new place isn't exactly huge, but we've never had much space anyway, because Dad's always worked from home, so he used one of the rooms for his office. Our old house is freezing in winter. Dad's always complaining it costs a fortune to heat, but we won't have that problem in the new place because it's so much more modern.
Sounds great. Good luck.
Thanks.
Question 4. You hear a teacher telling his students about an art exhibition at school.
Remember, we have the annual art exhibition in room 8A starting on Monday morning. You'll be able to see the very best paintings produced by students this year, but in a change to the usual approach, there'll be examples of work done by everyone in our art classes and not just this term's prize winners. We've had to move the exhibition from the main hall this time, and though this isn't ideal, I don't think it's going to stop you all coming along and appreciating what's there. There's certainly plenty to see. I'm sure you'll agree the exhibition highlights the quality of the work and shows off the incredible amount of artistic ability at the school. Remember, we have the annual art exhibition in room 8A starting on Monday morning. You'll be able to see the very best paintings produced by students this year, but in a change to the usual approach, there'll be examples of work done by everyone in our art classes and not just this term's prize winners. We've had to move the exhibition from the main hall this time, and though this isn't ideal, I don't think it's going to stop you all coming along and appreciating what's there. There's certainly plenty to see. I'm sure you'll agree the exhibition highlights the quality of the work and shows off the incredible amount of artistic ability at the school.
Question 5. You hear a girl talking to a friend about a charity event she helped to organise.
Did the weather affect your sports charity event on Sunday?
It did, unfortunately. Most of the races went ahead as planned, but we didn't get as many people turning up as we'd hoped. The rain put people off.
That must have been frustrating.
Absolutely. And it didn't even rain that much. We'd put loads of work into publicising it, getting the food and refreshments sorted out and that kind of thing. There was much more to it than I'd imagined when I volunteered. The people who did come were generous, though. It's just a shame more didn't show up.
Did the weather affect your sports charity event on Sunday?
It did, unfortunately. Most of the races went ahead as planned, but we didn't get as many people turning up as we'd hoped. The rain put people off.
That must have been frustrating.
Absolutely. And it didn't even rain that much. We'd put loads of work into publicising it, getting the food and refreshments sorted out and that kind of thing. There was much more to it than I'd imagined when I volunteered. The people who did come were generous, though. It's just a shame more didn't show up.
Question 6. You hear two friends talking about a TV cookery show.
What are you making, James?
Oh, a dessert from a TV cookery show. That new chef, Johnny Moss. Mind you, our teacher would be horrified after all our lessons on healthy eating. It's loaded with fat and sugar.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good for you. Has it taken ages?
The preparation did. The actual dish didn't take long at all, though. Dead simple, unlike most of the stuff he's done so far.
That's a first for Johnny Moss, then. Mum's always complaining about him. And I bet it cost loads to buy everything you needed.
It would have done, yeah. But I found most of the stuff in the kitchen cupboard.
What are you making, James?
Oh, a dessert from a TV cookery show. That new chef, Johnny Moss. Mind you, our teacher would be horrified after all our lessons on healthy eating. It's loaded with fat and sugar.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good for you. Has it taken ages?
The preparation did. The actual dish didn't take long at all, though. Dead simple, unlike most of the stuff he's done so far.
That's a first for Johnny Moss, then. Mum's always complaining about him. And I bet it cost loads to buy everything you needed.
It would have done, yeah. But I found most of the stuff in the kitchen cupboard.
Question 7. You hear part of a talk by a politician.
Why do people have to pay taxes? Why should your parents hand over to the government each month a percentage of the money they earn from their work, what's called income tax, as I explained earlier? Well, on your way to school this morning, you might have noticed some new streetlights being put up. Where does the money for them come from? Now, imagine all the lights on every street and road across the country. They're paid for by government taxes. And they're just one of many things we take for granted that enable us to live in the way we do, and that are paid for by taxes. Why do people have to pay taxes? Why should your parents hand over to the government each month a percentage of the money they earn from their work, what's called income tax, as I explained earlier? Well, on your way to school this morning, you might have noticed some new streetlights being put up. Where does the money for them come from? Now, imagine all the lights on every street and road across the country. They're paid for by government taxes. And they're just one of many things we take for granted that enable us to live in the way we do, and that are paid for by taxes.
Question 8. You hear a girl talking about her English teacher.
My English teacher, Mr. Commode, just loves poetry, and there's nothing he couldn't tell you about English lit. Actually, he seems to have read about all sorts of things. Some of the things he comes out with really are fascinating. And, you know, he's told us he's into heavy metal and also skateboarding, which all us students think is pretty cool, though a bit surprising for a teacher, to be honest. But I've never had a teacher who teaches so well and gets ideas across as clearly as he does. Even things that are really hard to get your head round. And that, above everything else, is what we all respect him for. My English teacher, Mr. Commode, just loves poetry, and there's nothing he couldn't tell you about English lit. Actually, he seems to have read about all sorts of things. Some of the things he comes out with really are fascinating. And, you know, he's told us he's into heavy metal and also skateboarding, which all us students think is pretty cool, though a bit surprising for a teacher, to be honest. But I've never had a teacher who teaches so well and gets ideas across as clearly as he does. Even things that are really hard to get your head round. And that, above everything else, is what we all respect him for.
That's the end of part 1.